Marshall University's men's basketball program finally has a new leader in Dan D'Antoni. The former Los Angeles Lakers assistant coach will lead the school that he once played for from 1966 to 1970. Dan is the younger brother of Mike, the head coach of the Lakers. Dan D'Antoni says he's ready for the opportunity.
I want to say how excited I am to be here, first of all. I think that's the most important thing. And he hit it on the head when he said this is a lifelong dream. It is. I got my family here. It's D'Antoni's have always bled green for a long, long time. It goes back the dad's era, back in the 30s. So
the D'Antoni's are originally from Mullins. Dan played for the Herd from 1966 to 1970. He says the state at the time was full of great talent.
Southern West Virginia at that time was a hotbed of basketball. You know, all of us played. That was the thing to do. Hal Greer, Leo Berg, Jerry West, and Willie Akers, my dad's center. You know, there was a lot of good basketball at that time. It shaped a lot of things. It gave me that passion.
During the 40-plus days since Tom Herrien resigned, Mike D'Antoni's name was front and center for Marshall's coaching search, but not Dan. Dan D'Antoni has been a National Basketball Association assistant for 9 years with his brother in Phoenix, New York, and Los Angeles. D'Antoni says he may be 66, but age means nothing.
I am not 67. I am 66 years old, and I want to get that straight because you're aging me before I get there. I do feel in pretty good health, though, and I do have a lot of energy.
It'll take a lot of energy for D'Antoni to teach his game plan to his new team. He plans to play a pressing defense, guarding all over the floor, while being aggressive offensively. He says the system will allow his players to excel.
Everything that I teach is relevant, obviously. I don't limit players. I expect them to excel. I don't tell them, don't do this, don't do that. I show them how they can do this and how they can do that. And if they're unselfish, which I expect them to be, if they're unselfish, they'll know their limitations that they shouldn't be doing to hurt our team.
Ryan Taylor is one of the players that will soon suit up for Dan D'Antoni. He says he's ready for a new brand of basketball.
We're still not that big, and I think that everybody on our team is interchangeable pieces, and we're just ready, as he said, to get up and down the floor and put the ball in the basket.
Taylor says it was hard waiting so long for a new coach to be named, but he's happy with the hire.
It's been rough, but O'Malley and Hamrick, they just come to us and tell us whoever we hire is going to be a great hire for us and the team. And just take your time, don't make any decisions. And I'm happy and my team's happy with the decision that he's made.
Dan D'Antoni says he will name a staff of assistants soon. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.